Chapter 51. It's the dead of night in a place where bogs abound, and Stephen is exhausted. Bell, too. They walk now, have walked for hours, it seems. They're on the dirt road Lou Morisot spoke of before they abandoned him, the one that will take them to the main highway into Roseau. The batteries of both their cell phones have been drained and can no longer light the way. But there's another light source that illuminates the road and the woods around them. The Aurora Borealis is aflame, a brilliant curtain that drifts and dances across the sky, firing the landscape with a bright kaleidoscope of color. Under other circumstances, Stephen would be sitting and admiring the display. As it is, he's just grateful for the light it sheds. They haven't spoken for a while. The exhaustion is part of it. But Stephen also senses that Belle is trying to come to terms with what Lou asked of her. It was a sacrifice for them both, brother and sister. And Stephen just hopes to God that what the thumb drive holds is worth the price. "I thought he was pulling away from us, ashamed of his heritage," Belle says at last. "And all along he was doing something important to help. You couldn't have known, but you did. Your vision of him fighting the Wendigo. I should have trusted him. He could have shared his secret with you." "Right, and we could all be dead now. These people, they're animals. Just human beings not listening to the best part of their hearts." "You sound almost forgiving." There's acid in her voice. "I know a man whose heart is so large it can offer forgiveness to anyone. He gives me hope for myself and even for people like those who are after us." "You're talking about Henry Malou." "I saw him dead, Bell. Another of my visions. It broke my heart. Henry knew about the vision, knew what I saw, and he opened his heart to it." "But he's not dead, is he?" "As far as we know, he's still out there in the woods." "You're thinking maybe he's out there to die?" "To accept the end of his journey. Maybe." "Doesn't it make you sad?" "If it's his time, I'll miss him and I'll grieve. And then I'll move on. It's what Henry would want." "Like I should move on, whatever happens to Lou?" "That wasn't where I was going, but it's something to think about." Stephen lets a few moments of quiet pass, then says, "I've been thinking. If I go to the university next fall, is there any chance you might still be in the Twin Cities?" "I have to be there for my bar exam." She lets a few moments pass. "I could probably stick around for a while." Their conversation is cut short when two sets of headlights appear suddenly on the dirt road. The lights swing around a bend 50 yards ahead where the trees are thick enough to have created a blind. There's no time for Stephen and Belle to run. They stand frozen in the headlights, blinded by the glare beneath a sky exploding with color. The vehicles stop. Doors open. Stephen tenses, anticipating the worst, that all the efforts will have been in vain, that all the sacrifices have been for nothing. He puts an arm around Belle, and she does the same for him as they await their fate. "Belle, oh my God, Belle!" It's Minnie Morisot's voice. She comes out of the glare of the headlights. Belle separates herself from Stephen, and mother and daughter share a long embrace. "You okay, Stephen?" Vernon Morisot steps before him, puts a hand on his shoulder. "You're a sight for sore eyes," Stephen says. "What are you doing here?" "We got a call from Anton hours ago. He told us you were taking Lou to the medical clinic in Roseau. We were on our way there. Then we got another call from him directing us here."
"What about Lou?
He's been airlifted to the Roseau Clinic.
Airlifted? Stephen says. That helicopter wasn't the enemy?
Roseau County Sheriff's Office. Anton and that sheriff of yours in Tamarack County did some calling. A man in the uniform of the Roseau County Sheriff's Office walks up beside Vernon Morisseau.
Stephen O'Connor, Bell Morisseau?
Yes, Stephen says.
You'll need to come with me, folks. There's quite a bit of sorting out to be done.